pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And welcome to a hump day edition of the Doug and Danny Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug out all week. Damon Day takes his place in the coveted golden chair here, along with Derek pushing the buttons behind you. Glad to have you all along with us. We're going to talk more about Big 12 football. Big 12 preview rolls on. We'll catch up with Andrew Logue from the Des Moines Register. Talk a little Iowa State Cyclone football. Team that was not good a year ago. I think everybody remembers that 3-9. But I think if you talk Iowa State football a little bit, you can say Brett Meyer, Todd Blythe, Ace Bowen. I mean, some marquee names. Not sure that's the same can be said for this year's team.
They're all gone.
Now, I think that's one of the things that I, for Big 12 football fans out there. Now I think if you take a step back, some people will say Phillip Bates vying for the quarterback spot out of Omaha could, you know, okay, people would recognize that name. I think maybe if you said J.J. Bass, the running back, I think somebody would go, okay, yeah, I remember him. And perhaps Wallace Franklin, the wide receiver.
I consider myself an avid college football fan, and I don't know any of those guys that you just mentioned. So I would say more along the lines, if you get the Antons preseason Big 12 or the, you know, the sports sporting news Big 12 preview or college football previews, Phil Steele's, you know those guys. But for the average guy who just loves college football and enjoys watching it, they don't know anybody that Iowa State is irrelevant until their team steps up and bites you in the butt on a weekend. But no one's paying attention to what's going on for Iowa State football.
Well, Gene Chizik hopes to, you know, make people pay a little bit of attention in his second year, and we'll find out just
strange,
how far.
Strange move for him. Just a please, as a coach who's in the profession, please tell me that a guy that's at Texas leads him to a national, helps lead him to a national champion. He ends up at Iowa State. I mean, they got to be one of the least funded, least resourced schools in the Big 12. You just think that he had a better opportunity to get a bigger job, but I mean, you always heard his name rumored for bigger jobs, but just never quite, you know, sealed the deal and or never quite got that big break. And not that I mean, but Iowa State's one of the bottom half schools in the Big 12. I mean, I don't know if they've ever even been.
Well, McCarney made them relevant, I think, nationally a couple times, you know, throughout the season.
Right.
I mean, McCarney had people talking about.
But they never unseated LaFrance with Iowa. I mean, they never,
no.
You know, and that's, you know, and so hopefully Coach Chizik can do those things.
Well, the good news is if you are happen to be a Cyclone fan out there, you don't have Texas and you don't have Oklahoma on the schedule. You know, those are small victories. You don't have Texas Tech either. So those are small victories. You play at Baylor.
Is Tech going to really be the team that everybody is talking about? I mean, seriously, a team that, I mean, it's nothing bigger than the Andre Ware Houston run-and-shoot offense. I mean, everywhere you look, Texas Tech is the darling pick of the Big 12. You know, and I guess, you know, last year no one really picked Kansas to go as far as they did. But I just cannot believe that Texas Tech is the team. When was it last year on Saturday? Who did they lose to that they shouldn't? Was it Kansas State?
A year ago?
Yeah, a year ago. They lost to somebody late in the year where you were just like, how did you lose that game?
They lost Colorado.
Yeah, it was it.
26-31.
Yep. And how do you, I mean.
You know, a team that was 9-4, we're talking Texas Tech Red Raiders now, they returned 10 people on that offense, though.
Right.
I mean, you look
at. And the world's, and the country's best wide receiver.
Yeah, Michael Crabtree, the sensational freshman that everybody talked about a year ago, somebody that's certainly turned heads and will continue to turn them. And you go back to a year ago. And you look at point production put up by this offense. And they are quick strike offense, which that can bode well for a defense, or it can, you can look at that, that's kind of a double-edged sword there.
It definitely is. I mean, without a doubt, I think that's why I don't view them as being the team that can go 11-0. I think that they are sometimes, they do not have the ability to just hold on to it and take some time, run it off the clock, do some things. It's all high-powered, high-fast, fast-moving. I just don't see them having the ability to grind out a drive where they need to take 5 or 6 minutes off the clock.
But they can score so quickly. Against a team that they're clearly overmatched against, the right. only chance they have is if Graham Harrell throws a pick for six.
Right.
Turnovers that can, a turnover that somebody can take a 60-yard drive and just wear your defense down. You get back out there, turnover. You do that again.
And that's the thing that about Texas Tech is, to me, they're just so Graham Harrell. They're just so, if he's on, they're going to be okay. Well, what's the chances of him being on 12 straight weeks? I mean, look at Chase Daniel and the run that he had. Eventually, he ran out of it in the Big 12 championship. And they can take you so far. I just don't see the secondary weapons in any sort of a running game. If he's not making the passes that day, what are they going to do? So I'm just not a huge believer in the Texas Tech.
You know, you get these receivers and the height of these receivers. You know, Michael Crabtree, 6'3". You know, he's in the same mold as a Purify, as a Lima Swede. Those prototypical receivers. This kid's just a sophomore in college.
I'm 6'3". I'm not prototypical by any means. I think I lack the speed portion of it. But it's amazing that the size of these athletes nowadays.
Well,
and I can't understand the 5'9 DBs covering these 6'4 receivers.
That's a matchup that every, Mike Leach and a Mac Brown got Lima Swede and a Malcolm Kelly at Oklahoma and Maurice Purify at Nebraska. Yeah. That's what these guys are looking for. I look at this offensive production, and you can say what you want about the competition. 49, 45, 59, 75, 42, 38. Now, there's some points being put on the board, and regardless, the team that held them down the most, Colorado, 26 points. Colorado's defense. Now, you're looking at Colorado going, how is that possible?
Where does Phil Steele have Texas Tech finishing this year?
Phil Steele actually has them second in the South.
Okay.
Behind Oklahoma. And that's interesting because Texas, of course, said yesterday Mack Brown's 10 seasons never finished lower than second.
Right.
So, that's kind of a slap in their face. Then, of course, you've got Oklahoma State and their coach. He's a man. He's 40. That guy, they're supposedly up and coming.
That guy is, when Boone Pickens gets sick of that guy, he'll be out the door. So,
but nonetheless, we're going to talk a little Iowa State football on today's Doug and Daddy show. Kind of got sidetracked there, and that's fine. Like, a lot of football talk going to be happening here in the next month and a half, 2 months here leading up to the kickoff. I think it beats the talk about A-Rod, which was all morning long on people. Cowherd just beat this deal to death. Whether you should or shouldn't.
Colin Cowherd beating something to death. I that's the first I've heard.
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine,
that's a shocker there. And he always teases it, too, like, when I get back, I'm going to tell you what I think. Oh, I'm hanging on every word, Colin. I can't wait for you to complain about A-Rod not being in the Home Run Derby again for your eighth segment.
You guys have a fun Home Run Derby in the fall or anything? You do that at all?
Yeah, we do. We're college guys, though. We're not $25 million athletes. Our guys are guys just having some fun with it, doing their thing. Coach will hop in and take some BP or, let the pitchers take BP. But this is, to me, what are they talking about? Why would you even want to see Alex Rodriguez in the Home Run Derby in hometown, this and that? He's worth $25 million. The All-Star game being played in the middle of the season and having it count for something is ridiculous. It should just go to a futures game. It should just be a straight futures game. Give the guy, because we're having all these guys out there to play, and they still got half a season to go. And I mean, look at Ray Fosse when he was injured in an All-Star game when Pete Rose ran him over. I mean, that's an All-Star game. I understand anybody can get hurt at any time throughout the season, but that's just one more risk. A-Rod's worth too valuable to his team to go out and playing that home run, hitting that home run, and not to mention just the bad habits you get from trying to clean and jerk everything down the left field line. Look at David Wright. I think last year that he was in it and made it to the finals? 5 home runs up until like September 1st, I believe the stat was. And so I think it's a no-brainer. You just don't, you know.
Well, my deal is, it's not like he declined the All-Star game. He's skipping town to vacate. You know, he's not going to Cabo. He's not going to Boca or Cabo or, you know. He's not skipping the event. I'm sure that he'll be as accessible as somebody of A-Rod status. He will do the things required of an All-Star at the All-Star game. He'll be sitting right outside the dugout, just like all the guys are. I mean, it's not like they're going to build a wall around him and no fan is going to get to see A-Rod. He's playing in the game.
Right.
I think it's just another issue
for us to talk about. And it's just another guy, just, you know, everything A-Rod does is blown out of proportion. Let's face it. There's other guys I'd rather see hitting the home run derby anyways.
How many parks have you been to in Major League Baseball? A lot or not really?
Yeah, I would say I've been to probably about a third. I mean, I've been to Cincinnati. I was all at old Pittsburgh, New Pittsburgh, Cleveland, my favorite. The Mistake by the Lake, the old Cleveland one. Both Chicago's. I've been to a lot of them, and I will be at Yankee Stadium before the end of the season. So I'm very excited to do that one in Fenway, but I've enjoyed it. It's fun. I mean, I'm a big fan of going to the game.
Favorite ballpark?
Jacobs Field.
Jacobs Field, Cleveland.
Yeah.
Just a beautiful place.
Yeah, more memories. You know, that's my pops taking me to those. And you know, even going to Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, the Mistake by the Lake, the football field that was having to throw a baseball field. Just because those two, to me, are the best stadiums.
See, you know, he's got memories of his dad taking him to games. Most of my memories of my childhood, the beatings.
Wow.
Kidding. No, but, you know, the reason I bring that up is because Yankee Stadium, last season, All-Star game there, the build-up, the hype, and the hype's going to continue. Super great. Let's have it there.
Right.
The place is a dump.
Yeah, I haven't been. I mean, like I said, it's not the nicest part of town. I know that. To me, the Home Run Derby is just it's such a made-for-TV event. People on TV don't even have the mind. I mean, it's just another way to pack the stadium the night before for 60,000 more people. It's a moneymaker. And I think you could put 10 minor leaguers up there, and you're still going to pack the stadium on All-Star weekend because corporations are going to buy the tickets. And so it's just such a non-issue to even have them in there. I'd rather see a guy like Ryan Howard or Josh Hamilton or Prince Fielder type of guy, Ryan Braun, some of those guys. A-Rod's a great hitter, but he doesn't hit moonshots. You know, give me the guy that's going to do something, the 530-foot bomb off of something that's never been hit at New York Stadium. That's the guy I want to see hit.
Speaking about bomb, last night Alex Gordon, 430-some feet over the 25-foot scoreboard.
Yeah, that was he got all that one.
Yeah, you know, but you talk about these ballparks, and like Wrigley Field, and we got lots of Cubs fans. Riz, Torrey, we name them all. They're just crazy for these Cubs. Wrigley Field, fun, party atmosphere. You want to sit in the bleachers, great. It's, you know, the girls are pretty. The beer flows like the, you know, whatever. It's
they sell
fun.
Beer?
They do, old style, a lot of old style.
It's only old style.
A lot of old style.
That is what I've been told.
But you know what? I enjoyed the experience of Wrigley Field. But the place is a dump.
Yeah.
What's your favorite place to go? Wrigley Field is awesome, man. It's like,
when you're talking about amenities, that's the worst. I mean, that park is so old. That's probably the park I've been to the second most behind Jacobs Field. Went to college right outside Chicago, so we would take the train down and go all the time. When you talk about just sheer comfortability or amenities of a game, there's nothing. They don't have the jumbotrons. They don't have, I mean, it's old school, but the ambiance of Wrigleyville makes Wrigley Field.
Right.
The event.
The Cubby Bear.
Yeah, the event has nothing to do with the ambiance and just the whole day at the park type of mentality.
Well, you know, and there's certain people that can look at a 58 Impala, you know, and go, oh, man, what an awesome car.
Right.
Where I look at a 2008 Cadillac and go, damn, there's a car.
Right.
I mean, to each his own, that's great. I mean, if I want to go to a baseball game, enjoy the atmosphere, Coors Field. I've been to Houston, Minute Maid Park. You know, those are...
The newer stadiums have the amenities.
Yeah, the newer places that there's not poles in. I mean, I sat in right field, or down the right field line, I guess, or, you know, in the outfield section. there's poles throughout Wrigley Field.
Oh, when you sit up behind, you can't see. You may have the unobstructed view seat.
Yeah.
Got to sit at the 45-degree angle to see out of it. No, but that's part of the charm, is that oldness. You know, Fenway's the same way. You read stories about Fenway.
I don't want the charm.
Yeah.
I want to be able to see the game.
Yeah. I want to be able to eat some, you know, yeah, exactly. It's, you know, I've been really impressed with Kansas City. I haven't gotten down there yet, but that's a great place to go watch a game. It is a great place to go catch a game. Maybe it's because the crowds aren't as big. You know, Coors Field's phenomenal. To go catch a game. Loved by the Rock Pocket tickets or whatever, the $4 tickets. And then, you know, the thing that I don't like about stadiums is they stop the kids from moving down. You know, there's an usher every 5 feet at a stadium nowadays. I remember as a kid, that was half the fun of, you know.
Well, you got a midweek game, like, and I hopefully it won't happen this year, but you go back to a year ago or 2 years ago when the Royals, you go in August, and, like, you get past, like, two sections past the first base dugout. And they'd, like, wall off whole sections because they didn't want to clean them.
Yeah.
It's like, there's nobody there. I want to go down there.
Yeah.
You know, I want to bring my fishing net and scoop foul balls.
Yeah. Well, we were at Dodger Stadium last year when we went to the regional. We took the guys to Dodger Stadium. Dodger Stadium has entrances for your section only. So you can't move around at all. Like, we were at the very top. We bought the cheapest tickets, of course, and we were at the very top mezzanine. Our entrance and exit was off that top mezzanine. We couldn't go down to the seats below us. If your tickets are in left field, you stay in left field. Tickets in right field, there's like all these little pods and sections. You can't move around the stadium or walk around. It was weird. I mean, it's Los Angeles, so.
Yeah, it's a lot of weird.
Yeah, but, it, you know, those are the things as far as Major League Stadiums that, you know, some of that, it's just, it's a moneymaker. And they make some money. Man, do they make some money.
Well, I've been to San Francisco, and where they've got, instead of the beer carts, they've got wine carts, which yeah. I didn't understand.
My newest invention is the guy who carries the margarita machine on his back. Have you seen that one?
I've not saw that.
That's out at Coors Field. The guy has a margarita machine blending, and he has a little shooter. Just comes up and fills your glass. Salted and everything. It was. I was like, that's pretty.
I mean, the people next you got, though. Yeah, that's how you knew that.
Actually, it did, because I was like, what are they drinking?
Hey, we got to take a short break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to give you a chance to go to the Gibbon Tractor Pull on the 4th of July, if you're interested in that. Also got everything and everybody in Germany is involved in soccer. We'll talk about that and more on the Doug and Daddy Show back after this.
The Doug and Daddy Show, little known fact number 32. Big Daddy Tony Davis is one of very few men who are comfortable enough with their masculinity to sing Tiffany's I Think We're Alone Now on karaoke night at the bar.
Without looking at the monitor.
I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The ticking of our hearts is the only sound.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Remember back when people had pride in their car?
You can steal my girlfriend. You can kick my dog. Don't you touch my car.
Did damage during the recent tornadoes leave the interior all soaked in your car? Call Timmel's Detailing and Carpet Cleaning at 440-0885. You'll love the fresh, clean, like new look from Timmel's Detailing. Call for commercial or residential carpet cleaning with fabric protection available. Cleaning up after the storm. Timmel's Auto Detailing and Carpet Cleaning, 1004 Avenue A, behind Kelly Electric in Kearney.
If you're looking for 2 days of great fun and excitement, then we have the place for you on July 4th and 5th. It's the Gibbon Tractor Pull and Mud Drags located at the Aurora Co-op facility. Be a part of the engine roaring action of modified two- and four-wheel drive pickups, super stock tractors, limited pro stock tractors, also light and heavy modified tractors, featuring the Nebraska Truck and Tractor Pullers Association and Nebraska Butch Pullers. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy concessions. Be in Gibbon at 1 p.m. on July 4th and 5th.
Hi, I'm Bill Thomas with the Phoenix Coyotes. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly sunny skies today with a high of 88 this afternoon, and we have a chance for scattered showers and storms developing. Some of those could become severe. Tonight, chance for scattered showers and storms continuing with a low of 58. Tomorrow, a chance for an isolated storm and a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for joining us, taking you up to your noon hour this hump day, July 4th, right around the corner. Nice weather, too, and if you're trying to get out and play some golf over the July 4th holiday, I tell you what, you should probably go get some swings in at the golf practice range first. The Kearney Golf Center, just on the south side of UNK, can help you out. Kevin Kamrath is out there. He's got a nice driving range set up, 8 target greens. You can go out and get anything from a small bucket up to a big daddy-sized bucket and head out there, hit a bunch of range balls. He's actually open late as well if the weather gets to you. If it's hot outside, he's open until 10, has a lighted driving range there. You can head out and hit balls late into the night. If you need new clubs, he can help you out there, too. He can build you some custom clubs, get you hooked up there, and he can offer you some individual lessons or even group instruction if that's what you're looking for. Nice target range out there. He's also got a small short game center with a green, a small sand trap, some chipping areas that you can use as well at the Kearney Golf Center. Head out, see Kevin Kamrath. He's given 7,000 lessons up to late last summer, 19 years in business. If you want some club repair, reshafting, grips, anything like that, he can offer you same-day service with that as well. Summer hours, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., it's the Kearney Golf Center. You can call them at 234-6543. Kearney Golf Center, just south of UNK.
Derek, you're talking a little bit about UNK. A couple of UNK notes. Nebraska Kearney runner Michelle Dill was named an ESPN The Magazine second-team academic All-American. So congratulations to Michelle Dill. Also, in a little bit of golf news released by Peter this morning up at UNK, says that Dick Buechner, the golf coach, has announced today the names of 8 high school seniors and 1 transfer who will tee it up for the Lopers this upcoming season. They include Nebraska natives Preston Burke from York, Adam Couture from Millard West, Craig Flenican from Ewing, Nathan Guile, Clay's center, coming from Hastings College, Garrett Goldsberry from Fremont, Chris Colzer from Wood River, Justin Stanacek, Lincoln Southwest, Brady Torpin from O'Neill. In addition, Gordon Chang comes up from Manhattan West High School as well. So several other Lopers having an opportunity. I believe Justin Stanacek's father played football at Kearney, too. So going to have another alumni in the Stanacek household joining the golf team here. Derek, before the break, we kind of brought up your former country and how crazy this place is for soccer. Well, now the catfish.
This is a bizarre story.
They are a catfish latched onto a soccer ball that apparently was kicked into the river, probably got away from some kids, I would assume.
Right, and this is no normal catfish. This is a Wells catfish. You can look it up on the internet, W-E-L-S, and they grow up to about 6 feet, they can get to about 6.5 feet long. This particular one
was about six and a half feet.
Tried to swallow a soccer ball whole. We got a picture of it here and choked on it, got stuck in its mouth, came floating to the surface, and some of the authorities had to bring it in. But apparently the catfish went soccer crazy as well for the Euro tournament there.
In 30 years, the water police have never seen such a thing, they said.
And this is 25 miles from where I grew up. In one of the locks right along the Mine River. Unbelievable
They're
stuff.
Crazy for their soccer. Even the fish.
Even the
wild.
Fish. 6.5 footer there. How'd you like pulling? How'd you like to pull that thing out of the lake?
I'd love to snag it right in the face. And then hold on.
Yeah.
But
it would probably actually catch you rather than you catching it, I think.
And it says chokes on a football. Well, it's actually a soccer ball, people. So if that... It's really a soccer ball.
If you want, you can go to Google and just type in huge German catfish, and it'll bring up the story first thing there. So, pretty funny stuff.
Little bit interesting there. Derek, tractor pull tickets going on at Gibbon this July 4th. I know it's a big event. Gibbon does a great job with their celebration, parade, all that goes along with it. We need to take a short break before we talk some Iowa State Cyclone football here on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you want to go to the Gibbon Tractor Pull, I've got a family four-pack of tickets. You want to take the kids? Boom goes the dynamite. We've got it for you right here. During this break, please call 1-888-455-3776.
And boom goes the dynamite.
There you go. And then boom will go the dynamite, and you'll be on your way to the tractor pull. 1-888-455-3776. Go check out the tractor pull going on July 4th in Gibbon. Be back with a little Iowa State football talk after this.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
What's the address of Wrigley Field?
1060 West Addison Street.
All right, how would you classify the phrase, hey, batter, no batter, swing, batter, swing?
As infield chatter? Come on.
What's a backdoor slider?
A pitch that appears to be out of the strike zone, but then breaks over the plate. Next.
All right, tell me, who is the official bank of Major League Baseball?
Bank of America, where I can sign up for MLB banking and get my favorite team's logo on my credit card, check card, checks, and statements. I'll even earn points to redeem for autographed memorabilia and VIP experiences whenever I make purchases with my Extra Bases credit card.
Now, passionate fans like you can make every day game day and get rewarded with MLB banking from Bank of America. Learn more or sign up at your local banking center or at bankofamerica.com/MLB.
Hey, do you know the time?
8:35.
Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. MLB credit cards are issued and administered by FIA Card Services N.A. Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball Properties, Inc. Visit the official website at MLB.com. Copyright 2008 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
Want a bang for your buck this July 4th? Then come to Short Fuse Fireworks with two locations. In Kearney at Money Mike's Car Wash, 39th and Avenue N. And in Gibbon, right behind Foster Family Foods. Short Fuse has a large supply of the fireworks you want at great prices. Take advantage of daily specials, like artillery shell assortments for just $2.99. Spend $35 or more and receive a free t-shirt while supplies last. And yes, credit cards are accepted. Open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. July 3rd and 4th till midnight.
If you've got health insurance through work, that's great. You don't need to worry about illness or injury. But if you have to shop around for your own health insurance, that can give you a headache.
Let's see. 4 years out from Medicare, no pre-existing conditions, 60 days past COBRA coverage, pre-HIPAA, $2,500 deductible, $25 copay. I think that just about covers it.
So can we afford our own health insurance?
No.
You can afford your own coverage, but you've got to shop around. Fortunately, as an independent insurance agent, that's our part of the job. We represent many companies, not just one. So we can sit down with you and analyze your options. Find out which healthcare policy makes the most sense for you and offers the most coverage for the best price.
If I've crunched the numbers correctly, our healthcare will be fine.
Great.
As long as neither one of us gets sick.
Oh.
Health insurance is always a good idea, 'cause it's always something. Barney Insurance. Call us at 237-2222.
This is number 15, Jordan Willard of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly sunny skies today with a high of 88 this afternoon, and we have a chance for scattered showers and storms developing. Some of those could become severe. Tonight, chance for scattered showers and storms continuing with a low of 58. Tomorrow, a chance for an isolated storm and a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Nicole Murrock. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Now, welcome back, Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio. Continuing Big 12 coverage as we lead up to media days, and we continue right now.
12 days, 12 schools, one title.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
It's the Big 12 preview on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Andrew Logue from the Des Moines Register joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Andrew, thanks so much for letting us catch up with you. Talk a little Cyclone football.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Andrew, I think a lot of people look at Iowa State as certainly one of the bottom-tiered teams in this Big 12 Conference, coming off a 3-9 season a year ago. How much room is there? Obviously, how much can people expect of improvement?
Well, I think the fact that you now have a coaching staff in year two, so they've had their system implemented, plus the fact that you take Oklahoma and Texas off the schedule, I think there is room for improvement. I don't know if you're necessarily making bowl reservations at this point, but I think fans are expecting to see more signs of improvement and continue that momentum from late last season.
Obviously, the standout at quarterback in Brett Meyer has been a fixture at Iowa State for a long, long time. With him out of the mix, who looks to be the quarterback and the leader of this team?
You know, spring games, usually you can never know what you're going to get out of them, but I think Phillip Bates showed that he is a serious candidate and contender to compete with Austin Arnaud for the starting job, and frankly, I think you're going to see both play, at least early in the season. I think you're going to see both of them play quite a bit.
Do you think that Gene Chizik, you mentioned the coaching staff in their second year and their implementation, do you feel that there's the Cyclone Nation, the Cyclone fans are believing in what he is trying to do and where he's trying to go? Are they staying with him through this rough patch, and do they feel he's the guy to kind of lead them to the top of the Big 12?
Well, I think in year two, I mean, it's first off, you got to take in consideration Iowa State's history, which is a school kind of as the little engine that could, and they're the team that feels they have to overachieve. And then you add Coach Chizik in year two, I think people are definitely going to be patient going into this. And then the fact they finished up last year fairly strong. They beat Colorado, beat Kansas State in November. It was the first time they've ever had the Oklahoma-Texas schedule and finished that strong. So, yes, I think people have faith in Coach Chizik. They always want probably a little more success maybe than they had last year, but I don't think that's it. I haven't gotten any sense at all that people are somehow burned out on Coach Chizik.
Andrew Logue from the Des Moines Register joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Andrew, defensive side of the ball, you return seven people, but at the same time you lose Ace Bowen, kind of the leader of the defense. Who steps in and fills his shoes?
Well, I think you saw a lot of promise in Jesse Smith last year. He came in, went from a walk-on to got a scholarship to all of a sudden he's anchoring that defense for you. I think you got him, and I think the defensive secondary looks good. They're going to have to replace the interior of the defensive line, but at this point, I think the defense looks pretty solid. And going back to the offense, you now know that you have a running back you can count on in Alexander Robinson. And the entire offensive line returns. I think they've shored up. I think they've got some questions at quarterback and receiver and things. But I think they like where they're at. And I think, unlike last year, they've got a foundation and a frame, kind of something to start building upon.
Andrew, they kick it off with South Dakota State on August 28th, the Thursday night ball game, and then Kent State at home. Likely, probably, I got to think they're going to be 2-0. And then Iowa at Iowa be very, very difficult, and at UNLV. But there's another winnable game. Is it too far to fathom that this team could be 3-4 after four games?
You mean 3-1?
Yeah, 3-1. Excuse me.
I think that's probably what they're shooting. Obviously, they're shooting for 4-0, but I think 3-1 is realistic. They should beat South Dakota State, but you know, a year ago they stumbled early against Kent State and Northern Iowa. So they're going to have to show that they've got the pieces in place, that they have come along. They've got the coaching staff. There is more certainty. So they're going to have to establish that. And then UNLV being a road game, yeah, that could be a swing game in that sense. Because if you get that, then you come up and you open conference play. You've got Kansas and Baylor. And I think 4-2 might be a realistic record to start off the season. And if you can do that, then you head into the second half of the season with a whole different outlook. But again, last year they stumbled against Northern Iowa and Kent State, so they're going to have to show that they can get off to a better start this year.
Andrew Logue from the Des Moines Register joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. You look at an offense with Brett Meyer behind there, and you had some weapons at wide receiver. At the wide receiver position, you know, Wallace Franklin, who's a senior, steps in there, looks to be the number one guy. Who goes around Wallace?
Well, I think Wallace Franklin is a speed guy who has really yet to show what he can do, and he's needed to bulk up. He was kind of a little bit of a thin guy. He's going to have to bulk up. I think Marquise Hamilton's a guy who's become kind of the reliable guy. He's a big, strong kid, good possession receiver type. I think they have the pieces. People, they're going to have to find out their go-to guys. Todd Blythe, obviously a fixture there the last 4 years. I think they have the pieces. I think they have some candidates. Youssef Nassai is another one who could be pretty good, pretty productive receivers, but they're going to have to kind of sort that out. That's probably one of the questions they have.
One thing, as you look at this offense, you've got J.J. Bass, who's a senior, R.J. Summerall, senior, Wallace Franklin, senior. You've got some people that have been in this system and probably some built-in leadership right there.
You do. I think, though, for everybody, it's year two under Coach Chizik, and it almost, in a sense, doesn't matter what you did prior under Coach McCarney, and they're having to figure that out. I think you do have the leadership, but more than anything, you've got 110 guys who have now been through this 1 year. They know the system. They know the coaching staff. And I think that was evident when they started the year last year, that everybody was kind of feeling their way out. I think they know now what's expected of them, what Coach Chizik wants. And I think that's the big head start they begin the year out. Regardless of seniors, juniors, whatever, I think they begin this just in more of a comfort zone with their coaching staff.
Des Moines Register's Andrew Logue joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Just a couple more minutes here with Andrew. Andrew, if you look at the schedule ahead, give us a realistic expectation for this team.
I think, and this is, I just think you have to see how these first six games go. As you look on paper now, not a lot of people are going to predict Iowa State maybe to have a lot of success in the second half of the season. I think they finish up with three out of their last four games on the road, and the home games against Missouri, which is probably the North division favorite. But if you can get off to a start, if you can get a little momentum, 3-3 or 4-2 in the first half of that season, all of a sudden home games with Nebraska or you know, maybe a home game with A&M. Things, you know, then you go to K-State, who you beat last year. Things open up, and there's more possibilities. There's more momentum. There's just a better upbeat. If they can start this season off with a good start, take care of business early, beat the teams they're supposed to beat.
Andrew, before we let you go, we've been asking everybody this in our Big 12 preview. Preseason player of the year in the Big 12 and your quarterback of the Big 12.
Well, right now it might be, I think I'd look at Macklin at Missouri would be a guy to look at, and probably Chase Daniel. I just think, you know, Kansas had a great season, great team. Their schedule flips around now, though. They get that Iowa State schedule, so they're going to get the Oklahoma and Texas. I think Missouri starts out as the North Division favorite, and I think those are the two players to kind of keep an eye on.
Thanks a lot for letting us catch up with you today, Andrew. Enjoyed talking some Cyclone football with you.
No problem. Thank you.
Andrew Logue from the Des Moines Register. Interesting thoughts. That's the first time.
He thinks he can get Nebraska. That's the one thing I took out of it. He was talking about the soft part of their schedule when Nebraska comes to their place.
They ain't going to be Nebraska.
No.
No.
But
no, they're, that's,
you,
no.
You would think if you were, you know your subject matter, that you would not call out the Nebraska radio station saying that the Mighty Huskers were the soft spot of your schedule and you had them at home.
But I think they could go 3-1. Three out of four games to start the season. South Dakota State.
They drop one to South Dakota State or Kent State.
You know what? And if you do, that's what he's talking about. It depends on that start. You got guys that have been built up all summer long about we're getting this deal in the right direction and things don't go well. The heads drop and
Here we go again. We've walked this road. The mighty golden flashes have just stole our thunder, or the jackrabbits, but I think it'll be interesting. I don't see them being a major factor in this year's Big 12.
You know, the weird part though is when you get a Missouri and you get a, you know, teams that are, you know, Nebraska, Kansas, teams like that at home that have an opportunity to win a Big 12, you can really screw up that Big 12 race with one big game on any given Saturday.
That's true. And is Kansas to the point now with what they did last year, is Kansas to the point where you put them in the same sentences? I mean, they only did it for 1 year. But now it seems to be people fear that Kansas team, fear, you know, they're talked about with such reverence that they've been doing it for years.
Fear the Jayhawk.
Do you?
Well, that's something you haven't heard. That's something you have not heard for a long, long time.
But doesn't it take more than one season anymore before? I mean, with all the parity in college football, it's kind of like anyone can come up, maybe have a good year here and there, but they kind of gravitate back towards what they've been in the past. And with some of the players that Kansas lost,
Or is the Big 12 down that much?
That's a good point, too.
Is the Big 12 down that much?
That's a good point.
Well, they won the Orange Bowl. Anytime you win a BCS game, I wouldn't, you know.
True.
That's tough to argue that the Big 12 is too far down when you go in there and take care of business.
They beat the Orange Bowl.
Virginia Tech, wasn't it?
Tech, that's right.
Yeah. Virginia Tech. One of those.
Oklahoma's the one that can't win the BCS game.
Yeah, there you go. 12-1 a year ago for Kansas. So we'll continue our Big 12 coverage tomorrow.
When do we preview Notre Dame football?
Oh, Lord.
What show is
that? Yeah, if you're not Damon Day joining us in studio. Yeah, you see.
I think that's a three-hour special.
Oh, Lord.
Talk about the pride, the majesty.
I'll have for Charlie Weiss right now.
Yeah, could you? We're sure appreciate that.
See if I can get him on the line.
Three-hour special to Notre Dame football.
All right, we might actually effort a special treat for you tomorrow with Notre Dame football talk here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to take a short break, come back and wrap things up after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth, let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
You love to meet people, build relationships, and sell, but for one reason or another, your current position isn't what you hoped it would be. If you appreciate the opportunity not only to sell a concept, but to have a hand in its creation, then ESPN Radio Superstation needs a person like you. Among the great things about being an ESPN Radio account executive is the freedom to create marketing plans that associate local businesses with sports and sports marketing, using radio and the internet. Plus, like any good sales opportunity, the control you crave in creating and fulfilling your personal success goals. We can't train someone to be motivated, honest, and organized. We hope you'll bring that to the table yourself. However, we do provide state-of-the-art industry training. So if you're ready to start on the road to a career where $50,000 and beyond is realistic, then send your inquiries and resume, if you have one, to generalmanager@ESPNSuperstation.com, an equal opportunity employer. Log on to Nebraska Job Link or ESPNSuperstation.com for a full job description.
Hi, I'm Marv of Marv's Fireworks. This year we have some exciting news. We are now able to sell double and triple break artillery shells. That's right. Instead of just one burst coming out of each shell, you'll see two or three explosions. These are great displays, and at Marv's we've got five different ones to choose from. Be sure to try Marv's Super Snappers too. As we celebrate our freedom and salute our great country, please say a prayer for our troops and have a bang-up good time with fireworks from Marv's.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd on ESPN Radio. I've said it before, I won't endorse a company unless I know the people who run it and I buy into them. Well, that's what you get with Vizio, the number one U.S.-based flat panel TV company in America. I've got two Vizios myself, and I've been saying this now for over a year. With a rough economy, why pay for gas, parking, food, stay at home? Watch it on TV. Say it out loud. Better quality at lower prices. It makes a lot of sense. VizioTV.com.
All right, 35 and a half inches wide for the new refrigerator.
And then if you could do me a favor and measure the back splash over here.
If we can get everything done on the first project, then we can move on to the second one and have time to enjoy the three-day weekend.
It's time to blast through July 4th weekend. Right now at the Home Depot and Expo Design Centers, get 10% off all appliances of $399 or more. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through July 9th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is University of Nebraska Kearney baseball coach Damon Day. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly sunny skies today with a high of 88 this afternoon, and we have a chance for scattered showers and storms developing. Some of those could become severe. Tonight, chance for scattered showers and storms continuing with a low of 58. Tomorrow, a chance for an isolated storm and a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Nicole Murrock. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for spending some time with us here. We go straight to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Arma Linings, has for years specialized in paintless dent repair. You can go see Scott or Joel for a free estimate. Dent Popper on the bricks downtown Kearney. This comes from Ron in Grand Island. Says, got a question for Damon Day.
My son played on the Nebraska Wesleyan 2001 team against your Dana teams. One thing that impressed me about those teams was that you seemed to recruit a lot of kids from states a long way away from Nebraska. My question is, how has your philosophy changed when recruiting to UNK, since you seem to be getting more local kids at UNK, and how do you compare the talent in the RMAC compared to the Great Plains Athletic Conference? From what I've seen, the pitching is better in the RMAC and maybe the depth. Keep doing a great job at UNK, and we enjoy following your teams, Ron in Grand Island.
Well, thank you, Ron, for the support. The question about how we got so many kids from far away when I was at Dana was, you know, Nebraska kids weren't really too interested in us at that time in at Dana. We really tried to get Nebraska kids, but there was no market for that, so we had to get kids who necessarily didn't visit, but just kind of checked out the internet, saw all the nice pictures, and thought, that's a nice looking school. So there's only 400 students at Dana, so it was a tough sell for Nebraska kids to be interested.
400.
Yeah, 400. Smallest NAIA school to ever play in a baseball regional. So their enrollment may be up to about 455 now, 4,500.
But you're talking boys, girls,
the whole kit and caboodle, the whole shooting match. And so it's easier. It's so much easier to recruit at the Division II level to a state university with the facilities and the amenities and the education that we can offer at UNK. So very much easier to get the local talent. I believe 75% of our roster is from the state of Nebraska. So just a totally different style of school and whatnot. And when you compare the RMAC to the GPAC, you know, they're two different levels. They're the NAIA is the NAIA, and Division II is Division II, and Division I is Division I, and D3 is D3, and all the divisions have something different about them. You know, it's a different game in the RMAC as far as the offense, the way it's played, the things that you have to do offensively to be successful. There's not a lot of bunting. There's not a lot of giving up on outs. It's an offensively prolific game. And so I think when you try to compare the two conferences, it's tough to compare because they're not in the same division. But definitely you're astute in the fact that the pitching and the depth overall are definitely something that at the Division II level you have to deal with more often. But, you know, it's good baseball in both divisions.
In layman's term, though, When you're tied at two apiece in the fourth inning in the RMAC, you're not bunting a runner to get him in a scoring position and giving up an out.
No, we're waiting for that thin mountain air to kick in and someone to lose one. We're on the wall. So that's how you do it, especially when at home, you know, we're in a weird predicament. We want to play small ball as much as possible. We like to bunt. We like to hit and run. We like to put guys in motion when we're at home. But then when we go on the road, our offense completely changes to a different style of play because you are 6,000 feet above, and for anybody who hasn't seen baseball played in the mountains, it is a completely different ball game. It's just a different entity because the ball does travel so much farther.
A lot of 17 to 12s.
Yes. You know, I think we scored double digits in all four of our conference tournament games, and those are supposed to be the best. You know, aces are facing aces in those games, and I think we won the first one 16 to 8 or something like that, 16 to 9, and those were with two aces going in Grand Junction, Colorado. So the RMAC gets a bad rap because
if you're a scout looking to DRAs, you're like, not interested in these guys at all.
Ryan Sheldon, 4.98 ERA, was second in the conference in ERA with a 4.98. I mean, people mash in our league. Our league is a league of guys who can't field but can mash. They can't do anything else except hit. A lot of, for the most part, some of the more prolific offenses, they're offensive. You look at New Mexico Highlands, defense, they kind of give up a little bit on that because they got some guys that can flat hit.
Fair enough. Don't forget, next Friday, July 11th, our third annual hot dog eating contest is going on at the Hilltop Mall from 11 to 12. Prizes of all kinds given away, but you need to be there. Troutman's is providing the hot dogs, and oh, what wonderful hot dogs they are. Mall-wide summer sidewalk sales, July 11th, 12th, and 13th. You visit the new Hilltop 4 theaters. Well, they're new not because they just built them, because they're under new ownership. Back to school's right around the corner. Come see what is hot for fall. Check us out, the third annual hot dog eating contest, July 11th at the Hilltop Mall.
Tonight, before I forget, big day, tonight up at Memorial Field, Grand Island, 8 p.m., Grand Island takes on Kearney for the league championship. believe it's going to be a pitching matchup of Cash Kalkowski versus Brett Shepler. I don't know if I have all my statistics right on that one, but a big game. It's fan appreciation night up there for the American Legion, so it'll be a good night. Nice night to come out and catch two of the best high school teams in the state playing right here in Kearney. So I know I'm excited to get up there and see that one. I know Shep is vying to be our starting center fielder next year, so I cringe every time he gets on the bump. I'm just like, man. But he's done a nice job. So that should be an exciting game tonight.
Derek, I don't know if you've heard this, or I know Coach Day has not heard about this, but there's a lady in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, who was trying to sell her house. Well, she's had trouble dating, apparently, because she's tried nightclubs and online dating sites. But she's 42 years old, single mother, looking for love where everyone else's heart is breaking. The real estate market. So she put up an ad on the internet, you can marry a princess lost in America. She listed the home for $340,000 on a sell-it-yourself website, but upped the price, adding a $500,000 shipping fee to include her companionship on eBay.
Is that considered a brothel?
You know, there might be some legality issues there.
Her 21-year-old daughter, Haley, says she just wants her mom to find love, but her 14-year-old daughter says her mother is embarrassing her. You think?
Because, auctioning yourself off on the you're auctioning yourself off on the internet, you're going to find love that way. That's perfect. Perfect there.
She says, I know I'm putting myself out there. I'm sincere. I believe in true love. I want to get married again.
Sounds like The Bachelor. This season's Bachelorette?
No.
You ever watch it? My wife watches it, so I get stuck. My college roommate was on there. The Fred Lawyer guy from Illinois.
Nice.
True story. He was my college roommate. I don't know why. I just wanted to let everybody in the listening room know. That's my 15 minutes of fame that I had a buddy on The Bachelor show.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Daddy, I've seen you bidding, too.
No, I've not.
I've seen you bidding. When I walked in today, you were all over it.
I want to see the pictures of the guys bidding. I want to see some photos of the gentleman making some bids.
Yeah, that would be real interesting. I'm not sure how that would work. That should really be interesting to see if anybody bids, actually, because if you got that much money, I'm not sure why you would want to. I just don't understand.
I don't either. That's what a bizarre deal. Why would
Is that
you...
how you ended up with your...
No. No.
No. Not no. at all?
Not at all.
Well, guys, we got one more show this week without Douglas taking us to the July 4th. We'll continue our Big 12 preview tomorrow.
Fighting Irish Thursday.
Fighting Irish Thursday. We'll have some Notre Dame football talk. Look forward to that. I can't wait.
We'll talk about Brady Quinn for an hour.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. Talk about Tony Rice.
Why don't we talk about Brady Quinn's sister for an hour?
Oh. A.J. Hawk would eat you alive.
A.J. Hawk doesn't listen.
I doubt Brady Quinn's sister does.
I want to thank Andrew Logue from the Des Moines Register for joining us to talk a little Iowa State Cyclone football. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.